Berachos Daf Yud Zayin. We are on the very bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, continuation of yesterday's Gemara. Towards the end of yesterday's Daf, we went through a number of tefillos that the Amorim added after Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei obviously is a fixed tefillah. We'll talk more about that as we begin the fourth parak of the Masechta. But the Shmoneh Esrei, as much as it's fixed, and there is no way of deviating from the Nusach of tefillah, but at the end of tefillah, after davening, after Shmoneh Esrei, so the Amorim would insert personal tefillos that they added, and the Gemara gave us a select number of Amorim who gave us a select number of tefillos that were said. The tefillos that we went through yesterday in terms of the Amorim were, and parenthetically, some of them were Tanaim, were in order, as we saw them yesterday, the tefillos of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Chia, Rav, and Rebbe. We're continuing now in the Gemara on the very bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis. We're going to be continuing with the Amorim and the select tefillos that they added after Shmoneh Esrei. And we continue with Rav Safra on the very bottom of the Amud. Rav Safra Batzat Susa, after Rav Safra finished his Shmoneh Esrei, so at the conclusion of the Shmoneh Esrei, he would add the following. Amar Hachi, he would say, Yihir Ratzon Mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetzasim Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu should place peace, B'Pamayo Shamala, in the upper hosts. Now, what exactly does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi on the very top of the Amud, Rashi says, B'charburo Sare Ha'umos. We're talking here about the assembly of the princes of the nations. Now, what Rashi is making reference to over here is as follows, is that we assume that for every physical component that exists in this world, there's a spiritual counterpart. That's not true only by people, but that's also true by nations as well. So there is a physical nation in this world, and there is a spiritual counterpart up above. And Rashi goes on to write, Shekesha Asarm Shamala, Yesh Tagar Menehem, that if the princes up above have a fight, Tekef Yesh Ketata Bein Ha'umos. So as a result of that, there is going to be fighting amongst the nations. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Sefer Daniel that speaks to this idea. So what the tefillah was is that in Pamal Shamala, in the upper heavens, so there should be no fighting, Ube Pamal Shamata. And the way Rashi understands the Gemara is that one affects the other, that a cause in the fight of the Mala will be cause for the fight of the what goes on in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give peace for the Talmidim who are involved in Torah, whether they are learning Torah Lishma or Torah Shelo Lishma, for the sake of heaven or for ulterior motives. And the tefillah that he concludes with is for those people who are learning Torah for ulterior motives, so may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they come end up learning Torah for the sake of heaven. Next, Amar Rav Alexandria, Basat Susei, so Rav Alexandria, after he concluded Shmoneh Esrei, Amar Hachi, this tefillah will go like this, Yeratzom Ofanecha Hashem Elokeinu Sheta'amidenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should set us up B'keren Ora, in the light, in radiance, Va'al Ta'amidenu B'keren Chashcha, and not in the darkness. Va'al yadveli beinu, and our heart should not be sad. Va'al yichashchu einenu, and our eyes should not be dark. Igidarmi ha'rav hamnuna matzula. Now, has somehow the version that the tefillah that we just learned together was not said by Rav Alexandria, but rather Rav Hamnuna. Meanwhile, Rav Alexandria basa de matzli, so assuming that the previous tefillah was Rav Hamnuna, so in this version, Rav Alexandria would say the following tefillah, Amar Hachi. Ribbono Olam, galu v'yadu l'fanecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's known before you, shiritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, that really, in our heart of hearts, what we want to do is your will. Umi ma'akev, and what is preventing us from doing so? Se'ur shebi'isa, literally the yeast in the dough, there's a reference to the Yetzer Hara. V'shibud malchios, and also we're being subjugated by the nations of the world. Yehi ratzon l'fanecha, may be the will of God, shetatzilenu miyadam, that you should save us from their hands. V'nashuv, and we should return to do your will in a full heart. Rava Basat Susei, now Rava, after he concluded his davening, Amar Hachi, his tefillah would go as follows. Elokai, my God, Ashalon Ritzarsa, before I was born, before I was created, Eni Kedai. I really wasn't worthy even of being created. V'achshav shenotzarti, and now that I was created, ki'ilu lo notzarti. It's as if I wasn't created. Afrani bechayai, I am dust in my lifetime. Kavachomer b'mi sasi, and how much more so after I die. Harei ani lefanecha ki'chli malei busha v'chlima. I am a vessel that is full of embarrassment. Yiratzom lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shelo echate od, I shouldn't sin anymore. U'mashechatasi lefanecha, and that which I sinned, marek berchamecha rabim. You should expunge from us. Avaloi de Yusurim, Vechalai Imraim, but not through suffering or through sickness. Vahainu, Vidu Rav Hamnuna Zute Biyamakdikupura. And this tefillah that we just went together was for Rav Hamnuna the Rav Hamnuna, the minor Rav Hamnuna, to differentiate between the two different Rav Hamnunas. And this is a video that he would say on Yom Kippur. In fact, if you look at the Nuschas that we have on our Yom Kippur, we say this in the Ne'ilah of our Yom Kippur. It made it into our Nusach HaTfilah. Mar Berei de Ravina, ki have a Messiah to say, Amar Hachi. We are rounding down now. We are up to Mar Berei de Ravina. And this is his tefillah that he ended after his tefillah. L'kai nesor l'shon ha'ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, protect my mouth from speaking evil. U'sfasai medar b'mirma, and from my lips, from saying things of deception. U'le mekalai nafshi sidom. And for anyone who curses me, so I should be quiet. V'nafshi kafal l'chol tiyeh. And my soul should be like dirt for everybody. Pesach li b'sar secha. It should open my heart for Torah, uva mitzvah secher tzvot nafshi, and I should be in constant pursuit of your mitzvot, v'tatzalini mipega ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu should save me from anything which would be a calamity, mi'etzah hara, and from the etzah hara, mi'shah ra, and from a bad woman, u'mikol ra'os ha'misrach shos lavo ba'olam, and for any experience that would be bad in this world, v'chol ha'choshim alai ra'a, and anyone who has a thought against me that is a evil thought, mehe ra, quickly, hafer tzasam v'kakam achshav osam, Kadosh Baruch Hu should negate their thoughts and disrupt any of their plans. Yihir alartzon, imri fi, may be the will of God, the words that are coming out of my mouth, v'hegyon libi, and the thoughts of my heart, lefanecha, in front of you, Hashem Sariv v'goli, you are my Savior, and you are my Redeemer. You're my rock and my Redeemer. So this is the tefillah that was said by Mar Berei de Ravina after the Shemoneh Esrei. Obviously, this last tefillah is the one that was included by us into the Shemoneh Esrei. After completing the assorted tefillahs that were said by Baris Omarayim after the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara is now going to run through a couple of other tefillahs that were added by the Omarayim on various other occasions. Rav Sheshes, ki hava yasa b'tanisa, when Rav Sheshes would be in a fast, and presumably at the end, towards the end of the fast, basa d'masli amar hachi, so at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he would add the following, Ribon ha'olamim, master of the world, galuf ha'necha b'zman sh'beis ha'mikdash kayim, you know, that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Adam Chote, when a person sinned, who makriv karban, and he offered a karban, ein makriv imimenu elech chabo v'damo. We don't even offer the entire karban. We offer the chalev, the fats of the karban, damo, the blood of the karban, and miskaper lo. And that provides a kapara. V'achshav yashavti b'tani, said, now that I sat in a fast, v'nismait chelbi v'dami, and as a result of the fact that I have not eaten, so therefore I have now diminished in my fat and in my blood, there is less of me because I've been fasting. And so should it be the will of God that both my fat and my blood should nisma'it ki'ilu hikraftu lefanecha agabe mizbech v'tirtzeni. So it says, if I offered a karban, and so therefore it should serve as an appeasement towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan ki'ava mesayim safra di Iyov. When Rav Yochanan would finish the book of Iyov, Amar hachi, sof adam lamus. The end of a person is that he will die. Sof behem l'shchita. An animal is going to be shechted. Kol l'misa. And everything is going to expire. Heim omdim. Everything stands to be expired. Asher mishagadu b'torah. Praiseworthy is a person who gets to learn Torah. Va'amalo b'torah. And is toiling in Torah. Va'osa nachas ruach liotzro. And creates a certain level of comfort to his creator. V'gadal b'shem tov. And is raising in a good name. V'niftar b'shem tov. And exits the world with a good name, min ha'olam, v'alav amar Shlomo, and on this, on such an individual, Shlomo HaMelech said in Sefer Kohelet, tov shem, mishem and tov. A good name is better than fine oil. V'yom ha'mavis, miyom hivaldo. And the day of death is better than the day of his birth. And so he speaks to the idea that Eov, despite the fact that he had all the suffering, nevertheless he ended off good. And the tefillah that he said is that we should have the same type of conclusion. We're all going to anyway expire. So in the meantime, as long as we're here, so we should be learning Torah and have a Shem Tov. From this point going forward, the Gemara now is going to speak about various sayings that were said by various Tanaim, Amoraim. That was very popular, that was said by these Tanaim. We're going to go through five of them. The Gemara starts off, Margala Bipume de Rav Meir. So literally, a pearl in the mouth of Rav Meir. As Rashi explains, this is an expression that Rav Meir said often, and so therefore he was known for saying such a phrase. Gamor b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha ladas es darkei. So a person should learn with all of his heart and all of his soul in order to know my ways. V'lishkod al dalsai, and to steadily be at my doors. Dalsei torasai, nitzur torasai b'libech. A person should protect the Torah in his heart, v'neged einecha tiyeh, and the Torah should be opposite your eyes at all times. You should be thinking about the Torah at all times. Yireisi shemor picha mikol chet. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect my mouth from any sin. V'tayr v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashama. A person should purify himself and sanctify himself from any kind of guilt. V'avon and any kind of sin. V'ani eyeh imcha b'chol makom, and I will be with you in every place. That is the expression, the saying that was said by Rav Meir on a constant basis. Margala b'pumei d'rabbanan d'yavne. There was an expression that was said in the mouth by the Chachamim of Yavne. Ani birya v'chavrei birya. I am a person, and so are my friends. Ani malachti be'ir, v'hu malachto b'sadeh. Now, contrasting me and my colleagues, so it happens to be that I am ba'ir. Now, literally, that means in the city, but in the context of the Chachamim of Yavne, they're making reference to the Beis Medrash. I am the Beis Medrash, and he's out in the field working in the field. Ani mashkim l'machto, v'hu mashkim l'machto. Now, I wake up early to learn in the Beis Medrash, and he, my friend, wakes up early in order to work out in the field. Kishem shuhu eino mitkader b'mlachti, kach ani eino mitkader b'mlachto. Now, just like he does not encroach on my work, so too I don't encroach on his work. V'shem atomar ani marbev hu mamit. Now, you'll say, look, I'm learning a lot, and he's not learning a lot. I'm in the Beis Medrash, and he's out in the field. And so, therefore, I'm going to be receiving more schar. Shaninu. So, to that, remind yourselves that there is a Mishnah in the end of Menachos. The Mishnah says, Echad amar b'vechad amar b'nevavad she'echavin li b'l'shamayim. It does not matter whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little, as long as your kavanos l'shem shamayim, so as long as your intention is to learn to the best of your ability and the best of your opportunities, so the schar for the two are going to be the same. So don't think that because you are learning in the Beis Medrash full time that you are going to be receiving more reward than the person who is working. The person who is working, who also happens to be using the opportunities, that the small opportunities that he has for learning, so he will be commensurate to the amount of schar that you're going to be receiving as well. Number three, Margala Bepume de Abaye. So an expression that was said often by Abaye, La'olam yeh adam arum bira. A person should be cunning in the way he fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'anei rach meshiv chama. That with a gentle tongue, it takes away the sun. Meaning to say that if a person does not have to fight hard, he has to fight smart against his Yetzer in order to have Yiras Hashem. Omar b'shalom imechav. And a person should be in a constant peace with his brothers, v'im kravav, and with his families, v'im kol adam, and with everybody, v'afilu im nachri b'shuk, and even with a non-Jew, k'dei sh'yehe ahuv l'mala v'nechmad l'mata. He'll be beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of above, and he will be beloved by all of his contemporaries down here. V'hei mekubal al habrios, accepted by the people. Amar lava Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai shlo higdimu adam shalom me'olam v'afilu nachri b'shuk. They said regarding Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai that he always initiated a hello to somebody, even to the non-Jew in the marketplace. He made sure to always come and say hello first. Margala b'pumei de Rava, an expression that was said often by Rava. Tachlis chachma tshuva umasim tovim. Rashi over here, I'm going to highlight the Rashi, I'm going to read the Rashi inside. Tachlis chachma, ikara shel Torah, the main component of the Torah, she'ima tshuva umasim tovim. That there should be together with Torah both a desire to do tshuva and to do good actions. And so to read that now back in the Gemara, tachlis chachma, so the purpose of chachma, now Rashi over here explains this as Torah, is tshuva masim tovim. Shelo yadam kare v'shone, a person shouldn't be learning chumash and learning mishnayos ubo b'avi v'imo v'rabo. And at the very same time, literally kicking his father, his mother's Rebbe, uve mishu hu gadol mimena b'chachma, and to kick someone who's greater than him in chachma, uve minyan, shenem reishis chachma yoros Hashem, seichot tov l'chol oseihem. Now, the pasuk in Tehillim that said in the beginning of davening every morning is that the beginning of chachma is yoros Hashem, seichot tov l'chol oseihem, and it will be wisdom for all those who are doing them. La'osim lo nemar ela la'osehem. Reading the pasuk carefully, it doesn't say la'osim, but rather la'osehem. La'osim lishma v'lo la'osim shelo lishma. It's for those people who are doing it l'shem Hashem, and not for the people who are doing it for ulterior motives. V'chol la'osim shelo lishma. Anyone does it for ulterior motives, no chol la'osim shelo nivra. So it's as better if he had never been created. Our Gemara over here says that if you are learning for the purposes of ulterior motives, that is a terrible thing. The Gemara says it's better that you were not created. Rashi over here and Tosfos are both bothered by the following. We have a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that it's good to learn Torah. Shelo lishma mitoch shelo lishma balishma. That by learning Torah for ulterior motives, eventually what's going to happen is it will lead you to learning Torah for the right reasons. And that seems to be going contrary to what we just learned in our Gemara. Our Gemara just expressed the idea that if you're learning for ulterior motives, it's better that you have not been created. And so that clearly is going against the Gemara in Pesachim. If you look at Rashi inside, I read the Rashi, Perush, She'eino lo me kedei lekayim, ela lekanter. Rashi says that our Gemara is referring to somebody who is learning not just for ulterior motives, but specifically in order to fight against other people, using the knowledge that he has learned just simply to argue with other people. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Rashi, that says that learning Shelo Lashma eventually will lead to Lashma, meaning, and so therefore there is a value to learning Shelo Lashma. The Gemara over there explains Rashi is talking about somebody who's learning for ulterior motives, but ulterior motives not for negative reasons, but rather because self-serving motivations. He wants covet, he wants honor. So for that individual, it's good that he learns Shelo Lashma, because eventually he'll realize that he's not learning for the covet, but rather he's learning for the sake of learning Torah and knowing Torah and knowing Das Hashem. However, our Gemara, says Rashi, is talking about somebody who's just simply being mekanter. He's just simply learning for no other reason other than to use the knowledge against other people and to fight with other people. Under those circumstances, Noach, Shelo Nivra, it's better that he never have been created. Continuing in the Gemara, Margla Bapume de Rav, we're now going over an expression that was said often by Rav, Lo Ka'olam Azeh Olam Haba. This world is not like the world to come. Olam haba in bo elo achila velo shtia. In the world to come, there is no eating, there is no drinking, velo pira v'revia, there is no reproduction, velo maso matan, there is no business. Velo kina, velo sina, there is no jealousy, there is no hatred, velo tachros, there is no competition. Ela tzadikim yoshvehem, yoshvin, rather the tzadikim will be sitting v'ich rosehem, b'roshehem, with the crowns on their head, v'nehenin m'ziv ha-shchina, and they will be benefiting from the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor. She'amar, the pasuk says, v'yechzu es alokim v'yechlu v'yishtu. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they ate and they drank. Now this is a pasuk regarding Ma'amad Har Sinai, and this is at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And the Gemara's understanding over here is that having a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead to a type of metaphysical pleasure, one in which we can't really articulate in our terms, but this is the way the Gemara is using the pasuk to describe the sensation, at least the way we can actually try to describe it, in which we're going to be having in Olam Haba. The Gemara says that the promise that was given to the women is greater than that of the men. Shenemar. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Nashim she'ananos, women who are confident, komana shamana koli, benos botechos, the women who have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hazna amrasi, should listen to me. And there are two adjectives that are describing the women over here in this pasuk in Yeshayahu. They are both confident, and they have botechos, and they have security. Amalei Rav Rabbi Chiya Nashim b'may zachyan. And what actually is the zechus that the women are doing, in which they are receiving this kind of reward, that they're having a zechus yoser min ha'anashim, greater than that of the men. So the Gemara says, "Bikrai b'nayhu lebei kenishta," when they're bringing their children to the shul. Rashi explains that the women would bring their children to the shul. In the shul, they would have some sort of Talmud Torah, some sort of Beit Sefer, where they would be learning Chumash in the shul. And uve asnuya gavra ubei rabbanan, and their husbands would be going to the Beis Medrash in order to learn Mishnayos. Right, by the children, it says ba'akruye, that's referring to Kra, that's referring to Chumash. And by the husbands, we're talking about uve asnuye, with the assumption that they already know Chumash, and so therefore they're learning Mishnah and Gemara. And they're waiting for their husbands to come home from the Bei Rabbanan, from the yeshiva. Rashi writes over here, they're waiting for their husbands, and they're giving their husbands permission to go ahead and learn Torah in another city. And under those circumstances, for the merit of waiting for their husbands, first giving them permission to go to another city, and then waiting for them to come home, so for that, the women are receiving a reward greater than that of the men. When the Chachamim would leave Rabbi Ami, Va'amrile mibei Rabbi Chanina, some have a version of Rabbi Chanina, Amrile Hachi, they would say the following, Olamecha tireh b'chayecha, the world you should see in your lifetime, V'achri secha l'chayeh olam haba, and your end should be to the world to come, V'tikva secha l'dor dorim, and the hope should be for future generations, Libcha yanet v'una, your heart should understand, Picha yidaber chachmos, your mouth should speak wisdom, L'shoncha yarchish, rananos, your tongue should say the praises, your eyes should be straight in front of you, meaning you should see things that are only appropriate. Einecha ya'iru be'maor ha'Torah, your eyes should see the light of the Torah. Panecha yaziru kezorah harekiah, your face should have a splendor to it, like that of the heavens. Sifshasecha yabiyu das, your mouth should be expressing wisdom. Chal yusecha talozme meisharim, and your kidneys should go ahead and rejoice in the straits, meaning in the ways of the Torah. Upamech yarutzu lishmoa, and your feet should be running in order to hear divrei atik yomim, the words of the ancient, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the rabbis would leave the house of Rav Chista, some have it as the house of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, they would say the following. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Alufenu misubalim. Our leader. Now, if you look at the actual translation of the pasuk in Tehillim, the aluf over there is referred to as an ox. But in the context of our Gemara, clearly it's talking about people. The Gemara is darshaning it in terms of people. Alufenu misubalim. So literally, our leaders are full, and the Gemara now is going to be explaining it in the following manner. So there is a debate amongst the Amoraim. It's either between Rabbi Shmuel or it's between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One says that they are aluf, they're leaders in Torah, and misubalim mitzvos, and they are filled with mitzvos. The other version has it that they are filled of Torah and mitzvos, misubalim biyusurim, and they are full of yusurim, meaning they are suffering. And as a result of the suffering, they will get even more zechuyos. Now, this is a continuation of that pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk goes on to say, "Ein peretz." As we are now turning to the top of Yizayim and Beis, "Ein peretz," and there won't be any peretz. Meaning, this is the bracha that's afforded to the leadership, and there won't be any breaches. And the Gemara goes on to explain what does that mean. Shel David, the breach that is made reference to over here is the kind of breach that happened, let's say, for example, to David HaMelech, where Achitofel came out from David HaMelech, and Achitofel joined the rebellion of Shalom. So that was a breach. And so the bracha that we give to the leaders is that they have no such dissension. The Ein Yotzos, that's a continuation of the pasuk in Tehillim. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Shalotehi siyaso ki siyaso shel Shaul. And that means to say that a person should not have the kind of underlings that Shaul had. Shiyasa mimenu doeg hadomi. Shaul had doeg hadomi. Doeg hadomi spoke Lashon Hara. And as a result of the Lashon Hara that doeg hadomi spoke, Shaul went ahead and killed the entire city of Nov that was filled with Kohanim. Ein tzivacha, that is a continuation of the pasuk in Tehillim. And the Gemara goes on to explain, shalot eisiyaso kisiyaso shal Elisha. And it should be that you do not have a delegation like that of Elisha, shiyasa mimenu gechazi. Coming out of Elisha was gechazi. Gechazi was, on one hand, the attendant of Elisha, but on the other hand, he went bad. We see this at its worst moment with Naaman. Naaman was one of the kings that went to Elisha for healing. Naaman had tzaras, and after Elisha cured Naaman from the tzaras, Naaman sent a message to Elisha saying, "And how much do I pay you?" And Elisha said nothing. And then as he went home, Gehazi went ahead and followed him, and on the way home told him that Elisha changed his mind, and Elisha did in fact want to get paid. Meanwhile, no such instructions were given to Gehazi, and Gehazi took the money and pocketed the money, and as a result of that, Gehazi himself got tzaras. So the bracha that we're giving to the leadership is Ein Tzivacha. We should not have anyone coming out of us like Gehazi. Birchol v'seinu, and finally in the streets, that's the last word of that pasuk in Tehillim. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Shalehei lanu ben utamid shemagdich tavshilo berabim, that a person should not have a son or a student who publicly embarrasses. In other words, not only goes sour, but does so in a public manner, and it creates embarrassment not only for himself, but for his rebbeim or his parents as well. The Gemara now quotes the pasuk in Yishayahu Shimu Eli, Abirei Lev Harechokim Mitztaka. The Gemara is now going to be darshaning this pasuk in Yishayahu. Listen to me, the Abirei Lev, those who are distant from Tztaka. What is this pasuk making reference to? Rav Shmuel, Rav Amilei, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. So, it comes in this Gemara, even though it does not have anything to do with what we described above, but it is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and some have it as Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, and that was the exact same construct that we had in the previous drasha on that pasuk in Tehillim. Chadamar kul alam kulon nizonim tzedaka. The entire world is going to be supported through the tzedakah, meaning most people in this world are not worthy to receive the amount of good that they receive. And therefore, it is described at tzedakah, v'heim. However, regarding the leadership, the Torah leadership, nizonim bizroa, based on their own actions, they're going to be supported, meaning that because of their own merits, so therefore they are in fact deserving of the good that comes to them, as opposed to the rest of the world who are only receiving it through tzedakah, only as an act of charity by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chanam ha'kolam kulon nizan mizchusam. And another way to say this is that the entire world is going to be supported in the zchus of the few who are tzaddikim, and in the zchus of those tzaddikim, the entire world gets supported. V'heim, now as far as the tzaddikim themselves are concerned, afilu b'zchus atzman inu zonim, they are not going to be able to support themselves based on their own zchus, meaning that they themselves are going to have to live with even less than what they really need. And so the zchus that they provide is going to be for the entire world, but for themselves, they're not even going to have the means to feed themselves. Kidder Rav Yehuda Amarav, and this fits in with a statement that was made by Rav Yehuda Amarav, Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav, Bechol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yotzas. Every day the Baskol comes out and says, May Har Chorev, and the Baskol is coming from Har Chorev, from Har Sinai. V'Amar Eskol Olam Kulo Nizor Nishol Chanina B'ni. The entire world is being supported by Chanina B'ni V'Chanina B'ni Dailo B'Kav Charuvim. And my son Chanina, so what is his nourishment for the week? It's only going to be a kav, is a certain amount of boxer. Me'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos, from week to week. Upligid Rav Yehuda, and this argues with Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda. So meaning to say, right now we have one pshat, even though it's really two pshatim, but the idea is one idea that comes from this pasuk in Yeshayahu. The Shimolai Abire Lev, HaRechokim Mitztaka. Abire Lev is a reference to Tzadikim, and HaRechokim Mitztaka. So we're saying it basically the same, just slight variation. One way we're saying it is that they don't need tzedakah, meaning their zechuyus is going to be providing for themselves the good that they receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't need tzedakah. The rest of the world are getting it through tzedakah. Or the other way to say it is that we're describing the tzaddikim, they're providing the zechuyus for the rest of the world, but for them themselves, they don't even get what they need. Either way, the Abir Elev in the first pshat are referring to the tzaddikim. And Rav Yehuda now is going to be arguing fundamentally with who the Abir Elev is making reference to. Uplegid Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Man Abir Elev. Who are the Abir Elev? They are the Guvai Tifshai. So the stupid Guvai. Who are the stupid Guvai? Rashi over here writes, based on the Gemara and Kedushin, these are the Nisinim. The Nisinim are a group of people that were relegated to being water carriers and wood choppers. They lived at the time of Yoshua. And so the Gemara now is saying that the pasuk of Abire Lev is not a positive comment made by the Navi Yeshayo, but rather it's pejorative, and it's describing the Gubaim, it's describing the Nesinim. Amar Rav Yosef Teida Dahalo Igar Yigiru Minayu. Now Rav Yosef says, look, I'm going to tell you that although they live amongst us, and they see us, and they see the kind of productive and purposeful life that we live, and meanwhile, none of them have converted. Amar Ravashi b'nei mas mechasya abire lev nenu. So Ravashi says that the members of the city, the population of mas mechasya, so they qualify as this kind of abire lev. They see the honor of Torah two times a year. Why are they seeing the honor of Torah two times a year? Rashi over here writes, Shahayu nesafim sham Yisrael be'adar lishma be'elchutz ha'pesach. So there were two times a year where the Jews would get together and there would be a tremendous collection of Jews in one place. On other, they would get together in order to hear Hilchos Pesach. 30 days before Pesach, there's a mitzvah to learn the halachas of Pesach. So that means that sometime mid-Adar, immediately post-Purim, so there's a halacha to learn Hilchos Pesach. So the Rav would get up there and he would darshan. And in Elul, they would also get would also assemble, because in the middle of Elul we'd be now 30 days before Sukkot, and so therefore the Rav would get up and darshan Hilchos Sukkot. So for these two times a year, there would be a tremendous collection of Jews that would get together in the town of Mas Mechasya, and so you had a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and you see the residents of Mas Mechasya seeing such a Kiddush Hashem. V'lo kamigayir giyur minayhu, and not one of them converted to Judaism, despite the fact that they see that these Jews are leading productive and purposeful lives, a life filled with Kedusha, and meanwhile they don't convert. So you see that they are just simply unaffected. Chasan imrotze likros.
As we now wind down to the end of the second parak, we are now going to be covering the last topic that was covered in our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned in yesterday's daf. So we talked about the chasam. If he wants to say Kriya Shema the first night, he may do so. And Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah says, no, he may not. Lo kol arasa litol sashem yitol. Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah is of the position that it is not within the person's ability to just simply decide that he is going to have kavana. Now, lemeimad Rav Shimon Gamliel chayish leyuara, v'rabban lo chayshe leyuara. Now, presumably, what's at the core of the debate over here between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is whether or not we are concerned for yuara. What is yuara? So yuara basically is arrogance, religious arrogance, meaning to say that if there is a halacha and you want to show the world that you are firmer than what the halacha demands, so this smacks of religious arrogance. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you go ahead and say the Shema, asserting that you can have kavana, despite the fact that normally a chassan cannot have kavana, but you feel that you can have kavana, so that shows now that there's a certain religious arrogance that you have, and that is yura. And it sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerned about yura. And the chachamim who allow the chassan to say Shema if they feel like they can, so they don't seem to be concerned about this yura, about this religious arrogance. Va'ibcha shemin lehu denan. The Gemara now notes that there is going to be a nearly opposite position held by these two Tanaim. And that is based on a Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah in Psachim teaches the Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin. So there were various customs, whether or not you worked on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day of fast, it's a day of mourning. Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and many other calamities that befell the Jewish people. And meanwhile, there is no Isser Malacha on Tisha B'Av. And so therefore, can one work on Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah in Psachim tells us it really is going to be dependent on what the custom of the community is. If the custom of the community in which you live in is to do work on Tisha B'Av, osin. So then you do the work, and then you're allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. Makom shenagu shelo lasos, ein osim. But if the minhag is not to work on Tisha B'Av, so then ein osim, so then you do not work on Tisha B'Av. V'chol makom tamid chachamim betelim. Now in every place the Talmid Chacham does not do work, since the Talmid Chacham anyway is going to the base medrash, so the Chacham is supposed to abstain from any other activity and only focus on Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer lo'olam yaseh kol adam es asmo ketamid chacham. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a person has the option on Tisha B'Av, even though the rest of the community is working, to simply say, I am a Talmid Chacham, and therefore I am not going to work, so a person can treat himself like a Talmid Chacham, even though he may not necessarily be a Talmid Chacham. Now, if you reflect upon this Mishnah for just a moment, you realize that the positions over here in this Mishnah are the opposite of what we said previously. Rav Shimon Gamliel in this Mishnah teaches us that a person who, even though is not a Talmid Chacham, would like to assert himself to be a Talmid Chacham, he may do so. Now that sounds like a person is being religiously arrogant, where he's declaring to the world at large that he's a Talmid Chacham even though he's not. And the Chachamim say that a person may not take this position and assert himself to be a Talmid Chacham if in fact he's not. And Kashi the Rabban, Ad Rabban, and Kashi the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. And so therefore what we have over here is a blatant stira between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel, where in one place the Chachamim are worried about you or on the other place they're not, and the same is true regarding Rav Shimon Gamliel on the inverse. I'm Rav Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. So Rav Yochanan says, look, the question is so strong, there's no other solution other than to flip around one of these Mishnayos. Now he does not say which one to flip around. Sometimes Rashi asserts which of the Mishnayos need to be flipped around. In this particular case, Rashi does not tell us which Mishnah Rav Yochanan is flipping around. But anyway, one of these Mishnahs gets flipped so that there will be a consistency within the position of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the position of the Chachamim. Rav Shisha Bereid, Rav Yidi Amar Lo Olam Lo Sachlif, and Rabbi Shisha Bereid, Rav Yidi says there is no need to adjust or edit either of the Mishnayos. Keep the Mishnayos as they are. The Rabban Lo Kashi, and there is no contradiction between the Chachamim, Kriya Shema. Look, when it comes to Kriya Shema, where everybody is saying Kriya Shema and you're doing what everyone else is doing. Now you happen to be a chassan and you happen right now not to have the proper kavana, but you think you have the proper kavana. So, but you're doing what everyone else is doing, and so therefore it does not smack of religious arrogance. But if you're in a community where everyone's working and you decline from going to work that day, And the excuse you submit is that I am a Talmud Chacham, and therefore I don't need to go to work while everyone else is working and you're not working. That smacks of religious arrogance. There are Shimon Gamliel, there are Shimon Gamliel Lokasha. And we can also resolve the stira between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Hasam Mibonem. Sorry. Hasam Bikavanatalia Milsa. So over there, by Kriyashma, it's a question of having the right intent. Va'anin Sa'adi Delo Masei Lichavune Daite. And we know that he doesn't have the right intention. Meaning he may think he has the right intention, but he's getting married that night, and he's going to be with his basula, and he's tarud, and he's going to be so preoccupied that he won't have the intention, the proper intention. He may think he has the proper intention, but we know that he does not have the, he cannot have the proper intention. But over here, where the person doesn't go to work on Tisha B'Av, so what's going to be the consensus of people? What's going to be the conclusion of people? They'll say, you know why he's not working? Because he simply doesn't have work to go to. Just look outside and you'll see that there are plenty of people who are about London people and plenty of people who don't have a job and don't have work to go to. And so over here, it's just an example of somebody who doesn't have a job. And so therefore, it does not smack of a religious arrogance when everyone else is working. He's not working. People will just simply write it off and say, oh, he simply doesn't have a job. And so therefore, this is not URL. Ahadron Alachai Yakori, that is the end of the second paragraph of the Masechta. And let's recap. The beginning of the daf today, we went over the various tefillos that were said by both Amoraim and Tanaim after the conclusion of Shemona Esrei. We saw the tefillos of, from the beginning, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chia, Rav Rebbe, Rav Safra. We saw on the Design of Aleph, the tefillos of Rav Alexander, Rav Hamanuna, and Rava. And we saw the tefillos of Mar Berei de Ravina. The one that we use in our nusach at the end of Shemona Esrei is the last one that was provided by the Gemara, that of Mar Berei de Ravina. The Gemara then went over a number of other tefillos. Rav Sheshet said at the end of Atanas, and Rav Yochanan said when he finished Sefer Iyov. And then Margala Bepumaihu. Then Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, we went over the five expressions that were said by Rav Meir, the Chachamim of Yavne, Abaye, Rava, and Rav. Various expressions that were often said by them that gave us Chachmei Chazal, the wisdom of Chazal. The Gemara explained the schus that women have. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu describes that they are confident and they are secure in the fact that they're going to be receiving a reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the actions that they do? They get the reward. The Gemara says is that they bring their children to the base, to the base of Knesset, and they encourage their husbands to go learn, and they tell their husbands to even learn in different cities, and they wait for them to come home. And the schus of creating the environment where their husbands are going to be learning, they are going to be receiving more haftacha, more of an assurance of reward, seemingly than even of their husbands. The Gemara takes the time at the bottom of the Amud to darshan the pasuk in Tehillim Perikuf Memdad Alufenu Misubalim. The Gemara went over a couple of pshatim of what that may mean. On the top of Yizayin Amud Beis, the Gemara also darshans the pasuk in Yishayahu Shimu Alai Abirei Lev. Who is the Abirei Lev making reference to? The Gemara offers different pshatim. The pshatim the Gemara offers actually are opposed to one another. One understands it as a positive comment about tzaddikim. The other one has it as a negative comment describing a group of people who are just simply not able to learn a lesson. The Gemara finishes up with the chasan and his ability to read Kriyat Shema. A machlokus in the Mishnah, whether he's allowed to do so, the Chachamim say he's not. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that, the Chachamim say that he may, if he feels that he can have Kavanah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says he may not, under any circumstance. To which the Gemara brings down, that this seemingly goes against the Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah Psachim gives us the flipped positions of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, where here in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerned about religious arrogance, the Chachamim are not, and the Mishnah in Psachim says the opposite, and the Gemara spends a couple of different ways trying to resolve the distinction. Really interesting Tosfos as we wrap up today's daf over here. Tosfos, the last Tosfos in the Perek, Tosfos Divrei HaMachlo, Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi. So Tosfos goes on to write, V'chein Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananu, halfway down in the Tosfos, Umiyu Anu. So as far as we are concerned, says Tosfos, Shebashum Pam Ein Anu Mechavnim Heitev. So we unfortunately write Tosfos. It's a really interesting Tosfos. We unfortunately do not have real Kavana. Gam Chasen Yesh Likros. So nowadays, says Tosfos, a chassan actually is obligated to say the Shema. The Adraba, because now using the argument of mechzei ki yura, religious arrogance, nira ki yura im lo yikro. meaning now at this point in our history, unfortunately, if the chassan is refusing to say Shema, so effectively what he is pronouncing to the world at large is that he has tremendous kavana, and therefore, because he's tarred, he won't be able to say with the right kavana. None of us, unfortunately, have the right kavana, and therefore, everyone should be saying it. Klomar, ani mechavim b'choshav, alasos malacha b'tishabav, ein lasos malacha. And Tosfos concludes, however, that it's not a preferred position to work on tishabav. So, but as far as the Shema is concerned, Tosfos says that bizmanenu, without the proper kavana, so a chassan should, in fact, be saying the Shema.